Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
I've heard there are some outer threats to the town. Apparently having a dragon protect isn't good enough.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So the group has made it back to the town of Phandalin, and everyone's setting up to do a few different little things. Lady Coraline and Hogar are spending time with the...
You're just spending time.
They are praying. There's a little inside
joke. Aren't
they
rebuilding the manor and helping the town?
Yep, actually, Lady Coraline is working with Sildar Hallwinter, establishing her concepts for rulership of the town.
She's laying the groundwork.
That was a little inside joke. So, yeah. And you viewers, you were part of it.
Listeners.
Don't you love this podcast?
Listeners.
This podcast is great.
Listen, do you smell that?
You should rate it on iTunes. Say it's the best podcast ever.
I got your job.
say you listen to nothing but it.
Okay, so since you guys have leveled up.
Yay!
You are level four.
In the grace of our Lord. Benefactor.
Okay. So, Salted Elf, quick question. Are you talking anything about your little dragon cult in the town of Phandalin?
Better not.
You know, I have heard how turbulent these plains are. You know, a bunch of orcs just came in, I heard. Attacked some people.
Mm.
Only there was a city that had, like, a powerful being to protect it.
He's trying to get more cultists even faster.
Powerful. You know, I mean, like, I enjoy adventures, but they cost
keep
a lot.
Going,
what
I'm
would,
just going to have to kill
what
you.
What would be good?
There's going to be an arrow found in the back of your neck.
You need
neck.
To be careful, because he's got a giant dragon.
He's got a giant dragon.
I mean, like, okay.
He's got a dragon in his
so,
pocket.
I mean, like, so not a giant, because I can hear those are, like, bipolar. Maybe a dragon.
Yeah,
dragons.
Sweet.
I mean, their scales like shields, their claws like swords, their breath like death. Yeah, no, a that thunder tree I heard has a dragon. Wait,
someone should get some adventures and clean that dragon out.
Wait, I have a pamphlet.
Wait, hold on. I may have heard like an advertisement.
I think there's like a no post, no bills. No soliciting.
What was it? Okay, hold on.
Okay, so while you're looking
me,
that
sir,
up,
can you tell you about our Lord and Savior?
Thrain, while you're out and about in town, Darren Ettermath, the retired half-elf adventurer you met earlier, he is actually...
He's there to make fun of us for doing so horribly in the last...
No, he's an old adventurer. He knows how these things fall apart very quickly. But he's actually concerned that he's heard stories from prospectors that in the hills northeast of Phandalin... that someone's been digging around the ruins known as Old Owl Well.
Owl Well!
More disturbingly is that several prospectors have reported being chased out of the area by undead.
Wow, maybe we could surrender to them.
Since he's trying to get you into the Order of the Gauntlet, he's thinking maybe you could ask you to visit the ruins.
It.
It's only a couple days march northeast of town and find out who's there and what they're up to.
Okay, so I got that.
And that just to let you know, the ruins are part of an old magical empire. And he just worries about what might be uncovered out there.
Magic? So
now he's interested.
So everyone that wants to know, Are you tired of change? Has your kingdom or town been taken over by an evil king or nasty orcs? Have you been shunned by society? Then come to where we wary outcasts have made our own home. Thunder Tree, where safety lives.
Yeah, under the harsh rule of a green dragon.
Galen.
Yes.
Harbin, the town's master, who's pretty much been shut out of his office by Lady Coraline and her partner because he's done a horrible job of running this town, actually comes to you looking to let you know that I'm looking for someone to head east on Trevor Trail, where travelers have reported trouble with orcs near Wyvern Tor.
That's where we encountered them, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, yes, mm-hmm. We've encountered those foul monsters.
He lets you know that he's willing to pay 100 gold pieces for your group to come clear
orcs
out the area.
Make good gold.
Hold on, how many gold pieces?
I will bring this back
pieces.
To the group.
Is that a piece?
Now, one thing. Now you
I have a map to Fandalin.
Your map isn't as good as my map.
Okay.
You do notice that Thrain is asked to go to Old Owl Well, and you're asked to go over here. So they're actually in the same area.
Clean house.
I think we need a point of clarification. Was that 100 apiece?
For the group.
And I'm busy trying to get people to go to Thunder Tree. Also stop into my...
You're actually recruiting people to go to Thunder Tree?
I'm just suggesting that it's a safe place.
Let's do both quests.
When there is a coup, I will need more cultists than...
Okay, now, Sultan, are you getting, like, groups in town and just talking on your soapbox? Or are you privately talking to people individually?
Well, privately, I mean, you know.
Okay, give me three, give me three bluff checks.
Should I get a plus since I helped take out a bunch of,
I'll give you a plus, I'll give you advantage on all three rolls, okay. Because since you are one of the heroes returning.
They like us here.
No one knows how mad you are.
So, sleight of hand?
No, bluff.
Bluff. I don't see bluff.
It is called deception.
Okay.
Which you're good at.
Nope.
No, he's not.
I am.
But he has advantage because people believe him because he's one of the heroes.
We're one of the unlikely fellowship.
12.
Okay. And go ahead and roll. Basically just roll all three.
14 on one.
Okay.
So I'm noticing the trend.
Okay.
17 on one.
Okay, so are you giving these people any special instructions or what are you telling them to go to Thunder Tree?
Go west, young man.
There's going to be a dragon. Just say that you're here to inhabit the town. He'll ask for a simple tax of a gold a day, I think.
Gold. And they're like, a gold a day?
No, it was a week.
These peasants are like, oh my God, we can't afford that.
It was a gold a week.
I think they can't afford that.
Are you going to give them a gold coin to start their...
Okay, I'll give them 10 gold coins.
10 gold coins. Hey, so you're giving out 30 gold pieces?
Yeah, well, I don't use gold, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so scratch off 30 gold pieces. You're giving these people gold and saying, go to Thunder Tree. Don't worry, the gold's going to go right back to the Dragon's Hoard, which is going right back into all your pockets eventually.
This is planning.
Yes.
And then
we're going to rebuild the town and then take out the dragon.
And then I'll have a cult. Okay, and then in the meantime, I'm going to go back to my favorite gal and be like, oh, the book's with this necromancer.
Oh, she's not quite pleased about that. She was hoping for a better answer, but, you know, hey. When you're dealing with a banshee, you get what you get.
Yeah.
She was not very nice.
She wasn't. The whole reason for staying alive is killing people. I mean,
that's never really a good thing.
You know, and I would be scared if there were banshees near my town. You know,
rest in peace, bitch face.
Okay, so any other business that you guys wrap up before you get ready to leave town?
I'm going
to
leave my aunt the statue.
The little dragon statue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think my converting is done.
Depends. Is her aunt one of the ones you try to convert?
No.
Okay. Because she was going to catch you.
No, my aunt would never leave her cute little farm.
Yeah, I know. But the other people, I mean, got 30 gold. I'm thinking.
Hey, 30 gold, they may just run off to the big city. You know, you never know. But
if they do, I will find
you,
them.
You pretty much convinced them that they should...
Dad, you did tell them they have to kind of help rebuild it, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're farmers. They're used to this, yeah.
Okay.
Watch, we're going to return. It's going to be a thriving city. It's going to be great.
And Xander, when you go back to your favorite praying place, when you tell her about the necromancer and where the magic book went to, she gives you 3 healing potions.
Oh!
And a little harper's pin to mark you as one of the harpers.
Oh, I thought he already had the pin.
He has the pin.
Yeah. But I'll...
He's official now.
Yeah. But I'll
give...
3
healing potions.
I will return the 3 potions to the group's store of potions.
Okay, so who's going to take the healing potions?
Cleric?
Yeah.
Warrior. Maybe cleric again. You seem to be the healer.
Okay, I have 3 healing
potions. Or we can give one to Lady Corlin.
Okay, then
here.
Maybe you one, and then Lady Corlin.
So I have a healing potion.
If you don't use them all before you meet her again.
Yeah, because,
Okay, so you guys are going to head off to,
So from what I understand...
Let's go to the well.
We have a well to clear of undead and maybe some magic items.
Mm-hmm.
A... place with orcs,
yes.
Maybe to kill some orcs, try to convert them, I don't know.
So as you guys were kind of shown on the map, you take the trail to where basically you ran into the banshee.
Ponyberry.
And then you go to the old owl well, and then further up into the mountains is Wyvern Tor, where orcs are known to reside.
Well, let's go to the well first.
Except when they're hiding out on the road killing oxen.
Well, yeah, of course.
Poor Trum.
So are you guys going to buy any mounts or anything?
Of course,
anything?
Now I found
speed
out what the British
travel?
Term for thing.
We don't have mounts.
You don't have mounts.
I did not know
that
was, when I named the oxen.
That was Gundren's cart that you guys were using this whole time. So he's reclaimed ownership of his cart while he's dealing with business and getting better
and
in town.
And too?
Does your aunt have any horses?
No.
No?
Okay. She has a pony, but it's only to...
Draft
help.
Pony?
Yeah,
donkeys.
Draft pony.
We ride donkeys there.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
No.
I still want a war dog, dear.
We are fast afoot.
Because there are so many trainers of war dogs.
Unfortunately, the one trainer of war dogs is busy training a wolf right now for a certain elf. You almost forgot about that, didn't you?
You forgot about
I did! Little old Frankenstein!
Okay, so you guys are heading
really
out?
I really abandoned him. Wow.
You really have
you,
abandoned him.
You better
him.
Go spend some time with him so he knows your scent.
I wonder what he feels like to dragons.
Tasty with ketchup?
Yeah, right.
He's already pre-burned.
Do not meddle in the affairs of dragon, for you are tasty and crunchy and tastes good with ketchup.
Okay, so you guys are
crunchy and good with ketchup.
You guys are heading up there. One of you give me a survival roll.
Okay.
Now, did you guys buy some basic draft animals to ride?
Did we?
I have no money.
Secretary.
I said
let's walk. Yeah,
let's
walk.
I have no money.
Okay,
because
I have no money.
Remember when she gave it?
You gave me 40, but I have no money.
She gave all her money to the dragon.
Oh, so I got a 19 on survival.
Okay, so basically, our folk hero has no problem keeping you guys in food. And you take basically 3.5 days trip out there to the spot where you turn and head into the old owl well. So who's on point?
I'll take first watch.
No! On point. I'll take point.
For some reason, they don't want the halfling on watch. I wonder why. She's too busy not watching.
Owlbear.
Where? Where?
Did someone say owlbears?
Or it could be ghouls. She likes to call ghouls, so... What have we
realized? Oh my god.
Uh-oh. Xander's looking in the book, and he found something.
Necromancy is really good, guys.
Necromancy is really nasty and good in this game.
78 plus 30 necrotic damage.
Xander, you should read in there if you specialize in necromancy. You get hit points back when you use spells.
So what specializations go?
You've already got your specialization.
Yeah, but I didn't get to pick it.
No, you got because you played the pre-gens.
I chose a one.
Now, when we make a new group, you can then choose one. Necromancy is very, very nasty.
I know.
Very nasty.
So, it's right up your alley.
He's a dark elf.
Okay, so as you guys are coming up and doing your thing, I'm drawing some stuff out on the map.
So these are undead, and there's the ruins of a magic place that we want magic items from. If knowing that, I'm going to place one of my spells.
They need re-killing.
Magic. Detect magic.
They need the true death.
Sleep. The true death.
The true death. True death.
True dead, true dead.
Well, I'm glad we got a cleric with it. They can, he can turn the dead.
What do you want?
Does Crown of Madness work on
the
undead?
No.
Technically, it's humanoid.
Yeah, why wouldn't it work?
Because they're
because
undead.
They're not, they don't
they're
have
animated.
Minds like the same thing.
They're not.
But
actually,
if I did Crown of Madness on them, what if a necromancer is controlling them?
But there's an ability that lets you control the undead, so that's why it wouldn't work. Okay, so you guys are approaching from that end.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get your miniatures up there.
Why is there an ogre on the map again? I don't like ogres. Squeaked it. I don't know.
Keep the ogre away.
As you crest a low ridge, you spy a crumbling ruins of an old watchtower standing amid the rugged hills. The place is so old that the walls are only mounds of rubble, enclosing a small courtyard of sorts. Adjacent to the broken stump of an old tower, a colorful tent has been set up in the middle of the courtyard, but no one is in sight.
Tent?
A tent.
Does a tent look colorful?
It looks like a very colorful red and black tent.
See, what's out of place?
History
here?
Is those? Hmm. Are those? I'm going to roll history.
I don't
okay.
believe the circus is in town.
Are those the colors for any noble or wizard or because mm-hmm. you could library? I've been playing too much Savage Worlds. I thought yep. I was going to get a d6.
Pronounce it livery.
Library. Isn't it?
Livery.
Livery.
I was thinking it was livery, but...
It's one of those.
So go ahead and roll.
17.
17? Something about those colors is very familiar to you. You're just waiting for that one hint to make it all click. Okay, so as you guys are coming up...
This is just like the Sith Temple.
This side. What is it you guys are going to do?
Well, I'll be on point, keeping my eye out for any movement of, do we hear anything? Yeah, well, let's listen and perceive.
I need to...
Wards are a thing.
Wards are a thing.
Can you check for wards?
Detect magic, I believe. That is a lot of crumble.
Want me to sneak up on the tent?
I don't see any problems with that.
Okay.
Well, obviously the tent is where whatever it is causing all the trouble. That would be the big bag, so to
well,
speak.
Well, what trouble? You walked up and you haven't noticed anything
that's
as of
true,
yet.
But
I don't see
hold it. Where's the well?
That's true. It's supposed to have a well.
Yes, it is.
Or well, at least, or it could just be a name, you know.
Hmm. So what do you guys do? You're on that side of the map?
I think I know what to do. Call Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
I'm going to sneak up on the tent.
So you're going to go outside of the ruins?
It. Yeah.
So we're going to go around then and
okay.
follow
I say
you?
We scout it? Yeah.
Well, I don't think we immediately follow her. We go around. We let you
so you're
going to
let her...
Back.
They're going to let you sneak alone? Up ahead. Well, in
what,
theory...
You say I can't do it?
Do you
oh, no,
want to
I
sneak with Thrain?
I
mean, it's kind of hard to sneak with Thrain, unfortunately.
That's true.
The
I'll
dwarf
sneak.
With all his gear.
I'll sneak.
I remember that time you woke everyone up in that room after slitting the fist.
21.
Okay, you are really effectively sneaking your way around.
And then I'm stopping periodically. Do I hear anything? Do I see anything?
So she's moving, going... Moving.
Go from cover to cover.
Yeah.
Pretty much about when you get here... What's your passive perception? I'm assuming.
10.
Okay, all of a sudden you smell the worst godforsaken stink ever. Look at the player's handbook. It's over there.
If you flip that page, I will stab you.
You know,
wow.
You are talking to your father.
You are talking to your healer, right?
Yeah, really, even more important.
Okay, you get this waft of like old, decrepit, decaying
like
flesh. I mean, it smells,
death.
Yes, like death.
Death warmed over.
Death. Yes, like
you know, death in the summer because really, really rank.
Okay, so you're sneaking closer, and you're hearing when you get close to the tent. Give me a perception.
My passive.
Regular.
Okay.
Passive would have been you just hear it. This is something you're actively listening.
Okay, I'm gonna use my advantage.
Okay.
I got a 13.
Okay. You're hearing grumbling, like someone's, you know, working in a workshop grumbling. And it's speaking in common.
And what's he saying?
Well, you can't really hear exactly what he's saying. You just hear, like, random words that are being splurted.
Do I hear more than one voice or just one?
It sounds like just one voice.
He's talking to himself. I do that. I do that all the time.
Talk to Brock and Nick.
Okay. So what are the rest of you guys doing? You staying back waiting for her signal?
I'm wondering.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am just focusing because I love knowledge. What is that cube?
You gonna go in there? You want
to
poke around?
No, we gotta keep an eye on her.
Are there any holes in the tent?
There are not any holes in this. This is a very nice tent.
I know that.
No,
because I made the roll.
Keep thinking. Yes. I want to go up to the tent.
You're like, poop.
Okay.
Poke a little hole with my dagger and look inside.
Okay, give me a stealth roll.
Okay, I got a 27.
You quietly go, and you peek inside.
And what do I see?
You see a wizard. Let me give you the
Does action. He look like a nice wizard?
Yeah.
Because you know so many.
Yeah.
Every wizard you've known has not been the nicest of people.
They've been useful.
Nice.
Or dangerous.
Sometimes.
When he's not gone completely dark.
I'm an anti-hero.
You're anti a lot of things.
I am.
Not just heroes.
Okay. You see a man in red robes.
Red
with sallow skin, a shaved scalp, and a black tattoo on his forehead.
Oh, what's a tattoo look like?
Give me an intelligence arcana roll.
Okay, let's see here. I do have +1 for arcana.
You've stolen so many things.
I got an 11.
That is actually good enough.
What?
To recognize it as a necromantic symbol.
Okay, I'm going to toddle on back to the group.
Give me a stealth roll for your toddling back.
I got a 14.
Okay, 14's good enough. Okay, what are you going to tell the group?
Okay, guess what? Something really stinks over there. It smells like way dead. And I think I know why. Okay, in the tent, I poked a little hole and I saw this big wizard in red robes with a shaved head and a black tattoo on his forehead.
Describe the tattoo.
The tattoo is a necromantic tattoo. That I know.
As soon as she explains it.
So he's raising some type of undead.
He might have your book.
As soon as she gives you that little tip, you're like, that's a red wizard from Thay.
Yeah.
A red wizard from
Thay. What is that?
That's a culture of very evil wizards who use a lot of necromancy.
I knew he was
they
evil.
They need killing.
Bad red guy. And black is never a good sign.
I like those colors.
I dropped mine.
Oh, well, I dropped mine too.
That is a wizard from the land of Thay.
Thay.
Yeah. Often necromantic. Not nice people.
Yeah, and as I got a little closer, it really stunk. So he must have some friends. He must have raised some friends.
What if we sneak up to the tent and she shoots an arrow through it?
I can do that.
Well, you guys were there to investigate, not just assassinate.
The last time you shot at an arrow, you got half the party killed.
Almost nobody died. Thanks to me!
Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
It's a necromancer. You want to talk to a necromancer?
Yes.
He might have your book.
What book? Oh, my God, he does.
No, he wouldn't have that book. That book would be hidden away.
But maybe he knows the necromancer who does.
It's true. It was a necromancer that got it.
You know, they could have met that necromancer convention.
Yeah, because every necromancer knows it.
They are. The Venetian convention. Yes, Venice is a country, apparently, for me, in D&D, of annual necromantic and business associated.
The only thing that's not known is the Geneva Convention.
Who is this Geneva? Who is this wizard?
Okay,
Geneva.
So what are you guys gonna plan?
Geneva.
So what is your plan?
I'm gonna charm him.
You're gonna approach. So you're gonna approach.
No, him? I'm gonna cast sleep.
Are you sure?
He's probably more Uber than you, right?
But it's based by hit points, and as you know, us wizards are not the most hardy lot.
That's true.
Okay, so you guys come in this way then?
Then we can tie him up and you can ask him questions.
Good.
All right, well, okay, as long as let's attempt some stealth.
Okay, so...
I'll be at disadvantage. I'll stay back.
Maybe you get... Yeah.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
Sneak!
Okay.
I'm going to spend my advantage.
Well, you two are the better... Well, no, I'm not too bad at...
So...
No, I'll just stay back. You guys can go. I'm too... There's no way I will make it with a disadvantage.
Come halfway, at least.
You just go really, really slow.
Okay, so not you guys, basically, you're going to all come up this way. And the two of you, Sultan and...
He just has to see,
Trixie.
And I have the hole in the tent.
Yeah, you do have a hole. Give me a stealth for your sneak.
Okay, I got a 15.
A 15?
8. That's what you must do.
Damn it.
Ah, payback. Now I woke them up on us.
Okay, so as you guys are attempting to sneak closer.
Damn it, you know I'm going to.
Hey, it might not have been a fail.
15 stealth plus 2.
By the way, I told them that when I got to the release thing, well, they can smell it.
Yeah, everyone, when
everybody
you get to this area, you
can
smell
it.
So as you guys get to there, you, unfortunately, the elf trips over some of the rubbles. And all of a sudden, out of the ground, zombies start lurching.
You just clarified rubble.
Yes, I did. And you're going to accept it. And you're going to like
it. Like
rubble, and you're
like
going to say, thank you very much.
Rubbles. Can I see through the hole?
Well, no, you're not there yet.
Yeah,
we're nearby.
You're nearby, yes, but you didn't make it.
Ah, there's lots of undead.
And all of a sudden, you just hear this.
I ain't scared of no ghosts. I'm kind of scared of ghosts.
And zombies. We're talking. So far, you see. You see more than half a dozen zombies all start getting up, including you two that are over here. You see them leching up over here.
Casper zombies, doesn't happen to be here.
Zombies getting up and just shuffling towards...
The last undead's really got my number. I say we make a hasty retreat.
If you leave me behind, I swear...
What are we going to do? Fight off all of them?
To every god in every nation that you will...
Do you have a better plan? So like you can put these guys to sleep?
Well... If I put the necromancer to sleep, does he have to concentrate to keep them up?
I doubt it.
These are animated zombies. They're just given the instructions to protect him and take care of anyone who comes over and messes with them.
Then run!
Go ahead and roll initiative.
Everybody.
12.
14.
I got a 9.
16.
Oh, don't you wait your finger at me! It's all your fault!
Hey, Sultan, check it out. You have better initiative. She won't be outrunning you.
Either we both die.
Or no one dies at all. Wow, that was really bad initiative. Okay, so
it's really, really quiet.
An ominous moment before combat breaks.
Yeah, because the halfling's about to die.
I was just wondering if Mark got his Comic-Con tickets.
Yeah, that's funny. Right as he said that, I saw the spell spare the dying.
Okay, so, Galen, it is your turn. You got initiative.
Oh, did I?
You did.
You have a bow. You can reach them.
You see these zombies here. You see some zombies, there.
I'm going to fire on one of those that are closing in on...
Okay. On
if that's
happened
at first.
Evasive action.
She's
gonna miss.
13.
That'll hit.
Okay, never mind. Talking about.
Looked like a 2 to me.
No, that was a 7.
Ooh, okay.
No, that was an 8 plus 7. No, 7 plus 8.
Yeah.
And those are your new glasses.
Shut up!
So what's the damage?
Hold on.
You hit, usually that comes next.
11.
11 points. Your arrow goes flicking up, sticks into the zombie as it keeps moving.
Of course, it's a zombie.
It's a zombie. Okay, I'm looking for a more appropriate zombie that has an arrow in it, but I can't find it at the moment. So we'll continue on. Because it looks like this guy with the spear through. Okay. All right. Squeaky chair. Okay, so it is now Xander's turn. What is Sultan going to do? You haven't quite made it to the tent yet.
Maybe you guys should come back towards us or something.
Okay. Evasive maneuvers.
I think you should run back.
So, now, you know, you guys don't see these evasive maneuvers. These are going to be the most evasive maneuvers.
There are three here if you go right there, Burning Hands.
I can come back to us.
Shh. Okay. You need to move 15 feet back.
Like that? Okay.
Then I'm going to cast Flaming Sphere and then move it around the halfling, so if they get near her, they're going to take damage.
Yeah, but that means I can't move.
You can move back.
You can move back. You said around me, though.
Okay, so read the spell.
In the sphere, a semicircle.
Okay. 5 diamond here, 2-6 on save to fail. Bonus action, you can move the spear up to 30 feet.
Okay, so what does your spell do? What's the range of where you can cast your flaming sphere?
60 feet. So yeah, I can.
So where are you going to plant your flaming
sphere? Actually, before I do, I'm going to move the full 30 feet back, actually, because I forgot. Can I move into rough terrain?
That's rough terrain. You could be right there.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'll cast it.
Where are you going to put it?
Right in front of her.
Okay, so what's the flaming sphere do?
It does 2d6 to anyone in it. Wait.
Wouldn't you rather
put it here?
So it can move around you so the zombies
can't put it there because there's rubble wall. That's why.
It's so almost like I've planned this out.
I know. But does it do anything to anyone adjacent to it? It's just on the target?
5 diameter. Okay, not going to put it there.
Yeah!
Okay.
Thank you!
Going to put it slightly away, like one more square away.
Behind the rubble, or do you want to go over
here? So you're
going
to burn the tent down.
There?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where.
So what does the flame sphere do?
It takes 2d6 on a failed saving throw or half that on a success saving throw.
I don't know why you just don't put it in the middle of them.
Because I can move it. I'm going to move it to the middle of them.
Yep.
Okay.
Let him do what he wants to do, guys.
This is what he's doing. So it has a 5-foot effect.
Yes.
Okay.
So this guy has to
make a saving throw.
Yes, but I can move it. So I'm going to move it to the center of them because I can, as a bonus action, move it. Yes. Now all of them are taking, if they fail their saving throw, 2d6.
Saving throw of Dex.
Dex.
Okay. And what's the number I'm supposed to be hitting?
14.
Wow, and I'm rolling like really
just
good.
Didn't make it.
So, how much damage did they take on a fail?
But undead are dry,
half of 2d6.
Right?
Okay, so roll 2d6.
They're more likely to burn. Is there a disadvantage?
3.
Desiccated.
So 5, so 6, 7. Round up or down?
Round down.
Okay, so 3. 3 points of damage.
And 7 for the one that took 4?
Yes.
Who knew zombies could roll 19s on a saving throw?
Not on a dex saving throw.
On a dex saving throw, and they're at a negative. Okay, unfortunately, as you do that, the tent is catching fire.
That's what I thought, too. Okay.
You know what? Nope, I don't have to save her. Sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
I don't have to save her.
Well, they're not the ones that attacked me. These guys are.
Okay, so Thrain, it is your turn. You've seen that this one took a pretty good arrow and is still moving.
One,
so these are
2, 3, 4, 5. I stopped him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all I can do.
Okay. Do you have any bonus actions?
I can heal myself as a bonus action. No.
Okay. So it is now going to be Twyla's turn. What are you going to do?
Tilda,
sorry.
Okay, I'm backing up. And I'm shooting at that one.
Okay. Now, this one does have a partial cover. This one you don't have any.
That one, then.
Okay.
Okay.
That will hit.
Wow, that's not even adding my bonuses in.
Zombies aren't high and easy.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. That dice roll will hit.
Okay. So that's 10, 14 points of damage.
Okay. Arrow sticks into it and it keeps moving forward.
Okay. And then I'm going to move back.
Back a little more? Mm-hmm. Are you going to move back here instead of hide behind the rock?
No, I can't go any farther. I can't go any farther.
Okay, so all of a sudden you hear the zombies just start lurching and moving forward. Unfortunately, their zombies are slow.
That's not unfortunate.
And this one's going to turn and hit Thrain.
Would it be great if there was a movable AoE attack? Wait, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Thrain, will a 16 hit you?
No.
Okay, it bludgeons its hands against your shield. Do you have a shield?
No.
Your armor. And this one is going to move up and try to bludgeon you. Will a 19 hit you? He bludgeons you for a mighty 4 points of damage. And a 15 will not hit you. Okay. So, all of a sudden, next you hear yelling and screaming coming from the tent since the tent is catching on fire.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, someone steps out and you guys can kind of catch a view of him, of this wizard, as I described earlier to Tilda. You recognize him instantly, Sultan, as a wizard of Thay. And he's shouting and shouting and going, What's going on here? You interrupted my... What is going on here? And he yells at one of the zombies to start putting out the fire. So he basically, this zombie's going to be turning back around. And this one's going to be turning back around. And this one's going to be turning back around.
Okay.
Okay. As you see him kind of... And he's getting rolling back his sleeves, getting ready to cast a spell.
On the tent or on us?
And then he casts a spell, and the flames start to wick down. But the problem is there's this flaming orb thing right next to it, keeping the flames coming back to life. Okay? Because he can't really extinguish just the tent when the flames keep really reigniting. Everyone, stop this madness! And it is Galen's turn. You see Thrain surrounded by...
We will stop if your zombies stop.
You're just walking by!
So are you going to do anything besides that, or?
Well, I'm going to move forward.
How far?
Put me next to... Well, it's close, yeah. Keep I want to protect both Salatin. I want to protect all three of them, so that should be good, right?
Okay.
While I'm also saying, it's like, call off your zombies.
Okay. You going to do anything for your action?
If I see a zombie...
There are three on Thrain right now.
Then I'll shoot one of them in it by Thrain.
Okay, go for it.
And that will be a 20.
Same one you shot before?
Yeah, sure.
You hit.
That will be 7 points of damage.
Okay, believe it or not, the zombie is still moving around now with the second one of your arrows sticking out of it. But its chunks fell off when you did that last shot.
So that's 18 points of damage so far to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it is Sultan's turn.
5, 10, 15, 20.
You can go right there. Oh, yeah, it'll be you.
Yeah, you can go right there.
25, burn, 30.
Burn, baby, burn.
So everyone I pass through has to make the save.
Okay.
Awesome.
Give me all of your damage. Fails.
3.
Fails. 1 succeeds. So 5. Fails. So how much is the damage?
5.
Okay, so they all sizzle, burn, and pop sounds.
And speech is free, right?
Speech is free.
I'm going to shout. Great! Now I have your attention.
Okay, going to do any movements or are you good where you're standing?
No, I have to concentrate on the...
Okay. All right, so it is now going to be Thrain's turn. Three friends.
Yeah, I'm going.
Two are injured.
Remember, you do have your turn undead.
Yeah, I'll do that. So okay. So anybody within 30 feet of me has to make a. It doesn't matter about as long as they can see or hear.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're holding. Has to make a 13, DC 13 wisdom save or dash away for 1 minute.
Oh, first one makes a save. Second one makes a save. This one. Ah! And of course, the dash is only like 40 feet. Mm-hmm. Zombie dash is not a big dash.
It's more of a stagger.
Ah! As the necromancer's watching his zombie run away. I told you to put out the fire! Damn rough terrain. And Thorin picked a really good spot to do it because technically his holy light
natural 20
is all over the place. Okay, so that's what we're looking like now.
Remember,
really didn't do very much.
This one we'll put the lay it down so we know.
It made three zombies run away and stop fighting.
So we know which ones are running away. We'll lay those down.
Four and zombies.
The one that's
run
off
away.
The map. It's pretty much not going to
and stop fighting.
Yeah, and these are pretty tough zombies.
That
too.
Does a lot.
All right.
And I'll cast Mage Armor as my bonus action.
Okay.
Mage Armor?
Yep.
And you call down some magic armor.
How does he have Mage Armor?
It's not Mage Armor. It's Shield of Faith.
Damn right, it's not Mage Armor.
It's Shield of Faith.
It's the cleric-y type.
The fake version, yeah.
The divine version.
Okay, so.
Yeah, exactly, the fake.
Tilda, what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm going to shoot this one.
You're going to shoot which one?
This one.
That one? Okay.
What?
If you want, this one's been wounded by Galen.
Yeah. Yep, I can't. Can I see? I can't.
You can see
that one,
yeah.
Okay.
Just don't shoot three.
And you have an ally adjacent.
Yeah, so doesn't that give me.
Uh huh.
Advantage?
Okay, a 22 good enough to hit?
Since we know an 8 will hit, we know a 22 will hit. Definitely hit.
Okay, that is.
You plaster
plus...
the arrow goes through the head and shatters the skull.
Yeah, that's 16 points of damage.
You just see the zombie's head explode
and
with your arrow.
And I'm going to move over here.
Okay. You're going to use your bonus hide to try to hide from these
guys?
Yeah,
actually,
now,
let's do that.
Since you're now
out of their
view.
Because that'll also give me another advantage.
You think you've hidden quite well.
Yeah, I don't think
as she's jumping up and down behind the boulder. Okay, and the zombie will try to hit Thrain. Well, a 16 hits you as an ineffectively zombie clutches at you. Then...
Remember, any zombies that end their turn within 5 feet of it take damage.
End their turn?
End their turn.
Okay. Salton, that zombie's going to go for you.
I can still hit it.
Well, a 15 hits you.
A 15 will.
Okay, the zombie slams its fist into you for 4 points of damage.
Even with mage armor, it's at 15.
Well, that's what you get for being a mage.
I know!
What happened to the fence?
He was behind my character sheet.
He hit it. He successfully rolled a stealth roll for it. Sultan, will a 10 hit you?
No.
Yay!
Okay.
Of course.
So. That is it for the zombie's turn. And the mage rolls his sleeves up again, casts a spell, and the flames on his tent dimmer out to nothing. And he just starts shouting, "Stop! Stop this, all of you! You're disturbing the sight!" And pretty much you notice as soon as he says it, the zombies kind of like slump.
It's an archaeological dig.
Combat over?
Maybe. Unless you guys keep it going. It is Galen's turn.
Well, she did say...
To call up the zombies. Mm-hmm. So,
which he couldn't do till his turn.
That's what I figured. It's like, what's going on here?
He looks at you and says, "I was wondering just the same. What are you doing here?"
We were sent by Phandalin to find out what
I'm
was going on with
the well.
I'm
going to turn off my flame sphere.
Okay. Flame sphere pewters out.
I'm going to walk towards the mage.
Okay.
Past the zombies
that seem to just be going.
Be careful, Saladin.
I do so apologize. Your zombies frightened us and we had to react. Let us do proper introductions. I am Sultan Liaden.
He gives you the proper mage greeting of. Hold on just a moment. we have a fight going on.
No, they're doing a special handshake.
They're doing a hand jive. Secret wizard.
Too bad our listeners can't see that.
And with the sign of the secret handshake, you know that you are friends. I am Hamun Kost. I am here digging at this ancient ruined tower, seeking ancient knowledge.
I am, they have libraries for that.
I am sorry if my workers
attacked
you. Unfortunately, I've been being attacked by the orcs lately from Wyvern Tor. Since they've been arriving and pestering me, I've had to up my security at this dig site.
Hey, we're on our way there too!
For it is much too valuable of a place to be destroyed and pillaged further by such barbarians.
We are actually on our way there to help put out the problem. And you may know of this, I've been looking for a book of the name.
Okay.
Insert name here.
The ancient book from thousands of years ago you have to consult the dead chick to know about. He rolls a one and he's like, I've not heard of such domes.
He did roll a one.
He rolled a one.
Yeah, was that for bluffing?
No, that was for knowledge.
Because a necromancer, not heard of that book. Oh.
Do you know anything of it? I've heard it went to a necromancer.
I have no such knowledge of that. My field is very...
He said hiding the book under his...
My field is very narrowed.
He's so dumb
in regard
to... Know that he
I am here to study the ancient kingdom that used to be here.
What was that kingdom? Sorry if I am rude.
Did you know?
He seems to be a little hesitant to want to tell you at the moment.
He doesn't
want to
share.
But,
It is so rarely
actually,
that...
Actually, why don't you
it
roll
is so
knowledge
rarely
roll?
That, it is so rarely that I see another educated...
You should make another. You should make a knowledge roll. Maybe you know.
Arcane?
Legit. Or history. I would think
history.
That was history.
Arcane?
Go for history.
But it's magic.
No, it's history. It's an ancient empire.
Okay. I'm spending... Oh, I don't have it.
You don't have
it. Even though I should, because I've been looking for knowledge. But no.
Yes, you do now. How about
I'm gonna
that?
I'm going to spend it.
Well, you can't spend it now.
I can spend it for the roll.
Go ahead.
The roll two dwellings.
Well, you can give it to me then.
Yeah. So 13, 14, 15, 17.
You notice some of the wood carvings on one of the rocks that are laying on the ground that used to be part of the wall. You think it might be something from the ancient Netheril Empire. Basically, it was a very scary, evil, shadowy type of magic place.
Yes. From the runes, I assume Netheril?
He kind of looks at you kind of squinty-eyed like, you seem to know more than you should know. Strokes his hairless chin and rubs his bald head in the sun. What do you know of the Netheril Empire?
They were in this area. Those carvings seem to resemble them. I do so love to learn of history. They were shadowy.
Yes, they were very powered by ancient magics, and they used the power of darkness itself. Perhaps we could talk more on this after, as your friends say, you have apparently some business with the orcs of Wyvern Tor.
Yes,
yeah,
I would.
Yeah, if you mean my killing on me, yeah.
Yes, I would quite enjoy that.
Allow me to clean up...
We're
going to
give him the business.
Allow me to clean up the dig site here, and perhaps when you return from your visit to Wyvern Tor, I can give you a tour.
Hey, got a question for you. Can you re-raise a zombie?
Usually, if the body's that destroyed, you wouldn't want it. It wouldn't be useful for much.
Well, then I'm sorry about that one.
I think Salt made his first friend.
And he looks at the destroyed zombie over there and says, no worry, their salary is very cheap, and they're easy to come by.
Yes. Well, we must go, but I very much look forward to my visit.
Okay, so after your pleasantries, he offers you guys water. He does have a barrel full of water if you want to resupply your water.
Salt made his first friend. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to eat from his table.
And now you guys are heading off towards Wyvern Tor. Watching the zombies get put to work, picking up rocks and things.
Zombies.
I still
great
don't
idea
him.
For Thunder
I don't
Tree.
Trust him either.
Zombies.
There you go.
As a workforce.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Like a janitorial service.
I don't trust the necromancer.
I do, because we're friends. Why would you say that about my friend?
It's good to have friends.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.